The Race Discrimination Commissioner has launched a strident defence of his position and, in particular, its title. Dr. Tim Soutphommasane is speaking here to reporter Melissa Clark.
We need to ensure that we have a strong stance against racism. It has always been called the Race Discrimination Commissioner since the Australian Human Rights Commission has been in existence. It wouldn't be good enough if we were to go softly in our combating of racial discrimination. Racial discrimination should not be something that remains an evil that shall not be named. Fighting racism is hard work at the best of times. We've simply got little chance of fighting racism if we can't even name it.
The Attorney General, Christian Porter, has suggested that community relations could come across as more conciliatory. Is there not merit in that argument?
Well, the job of fighting racism should be one that is taken up directly. We've got a lot of threats to our racial harmony at the moment. We know that extremist nationalism is on the march. What we can't do is send a signal that we are going more softly in countering racism. Of course, community harmony is part of the job when it comes to anti-racism, but to change the title of an office such as this, which has existed for many decades, risks sending a dangerous signal to the community that our public stance on racism is going to be softened.
Is the debate over the naming of the office that you currently hold connected to the 18C debate, or are these separate issues?
A debate about the title of Race Discrimination Commissioner could just be another way for certain elements in the government to revisit the issue of Section 18C of the Act, because you can't just go about changing the title of this office. The terms and the functions of the office, including the name, are set by legislation. So if there's a serious desire to change the title of Race Discrimination Commissioner, that can only be done if you change the Racial Discrimination Act. And doing that can open up another debate yet again about the Racial Discrimination Act and challenge its integrity. Those who want to revisit the Act should know that the multicultural mainstream of Australian society will not stand for any weakening of our laws or our public stance against racial discrimination.
If I can just pick up on something that you'll be mentioning in your speech today, you're saying that Chinese Australians are apprehensive about some of the focus on the Australia-China relationship at the moment, particularly with quite a fevered debate about espionage and political interference, and that could result in blowback on Chinese Australians. What could or should national leaders be doing to ensure that doesn't happen?
We've got to make sure that we have a proportionate response to foreign interference. As a liberal democracy, we've got to take seriously anything which undermines the integrity of our institutions, including our democracy. But what we've got to avoid doing is we've got to avoid having any sentiment that's directed at the Chinese Party State or the Chinese Communist Party spill into general suspicion directed towards Australians who have Chinese heritage. What we should not be doing is creating an environment where Chinese Australians may need to work two times or three times as hard as anyone else before they can be accepted as loyal citizens of this country.
And that's the Race Discrimination Commissioner, Dr. Tim Soutphommasane, speaking to political reporter Melissa Clark.